Hey everyone, it's Mike, and you're listening to another episode of the Monero Monitor Podcast. Usually on the show, I like to talk with people in or around the Monero space. Sometimes that's talking with one of the developers working on Monero itself, or maybe on a project that uses Monero. Sometimes that's a community member that's noteworthy for some reason, like when I talked with Justin about his European meetup tour. Sometimes it really means finding somebody from outside that has some insight that I feel is valuable. For instance, my last interview with Peter and Jerry at CoinCenter. That honestly may be my favorite episode to date. They're two guys that have dedicated their lives to studying the regulatory and legal issues that cryptocurrencies and the projects in the space face within the US. I know I really enjoyed that conversation, and I hope you did too. And to be frank, I hope that I can build an ongoing relationship with them because I think that might be good for Monero. From time to time, I also try to talk with somebody that's part of a project that maybe I'm not convinced on or that I think is going about something the wrong way. In those cases, I'm not going to jump down somebody's throat, at least not right away, because I don't really see what's constructive about that. But I do try to ask tough questions and then leave it to you, the listener, to decide if the answers we get are valid. I don't want to be somebody that steers conversations and conclusions about projects, but I do want to be somebody that exposes information when I think that's appropriate, and then gives you all a chance to make your own conclusions. And I hope that from time to time, these types of interviews might spark some debate in the community. Looking forward, I've got a number of interesting guests that have either already agreed to come on the show or have started talking with me specifically about dates we might be able to do an interview. I also want to do some other episodes like the Required Reading episode with the Satoshi White Paper, maybe looking at some of the other documents relating specifically to Monero, like the RingCT 2.0 paper that just came out. Today, though, I'm not going to do any of that. Today, I want to do something a bit more introspective. Prior to this episode, we've already had 10 episodes that we've done, and I think that that's a good checkpoint to do a little bit of looking back and also a little bit of looking forward. This episode will be shorter than usual, but I hope you'll stick with me and engage me in the comments, Reddit, Twitter, or wherever you want after the show. And with that in mind, let's talk about some of the things that have been on my mind lately surrounding Bitcoin and Monero.
Heading down south from a dumped insta mine. Prices tanking on the exchanges online. I'm staring at the charts, thanking God I hit pay dirt. I short sold the coin not 2 hours ago. Why paper made no sense, and what do you know? Another Ponzi scheme, gullible traders losing their shirts. So pump that altcoin to an all-time high. It's so damn easy, I don't have to try. Bump that shitcoin all the way to the moon. Lots of new features, yeah, they're coming soon. Hey, pump is pumping. Running from the feds down to Panama, they can't take my money there, and it's quite a windfall. I've got them safely stored on my new paper wallet. SEC is trying to find me for my IPO scam, and the IRS tax law, man, I don't give a damn. Yeah, I'm moving to St. Kitts, my citizenship, well, screw it. So pump that altcoin to an all-time high. It's so damn easy, I don't have to try. Shitcoin all the way to the moon. Lots of new features, yeah, they're coming soon. Ooh. presentations suck and I gotta go pee. I walk into the bathroom to an unexpected sight. It's Bitcoin Uncensored on YouTube Live. Well, I see an interview of some altcoin genius. He thinks he schooled some guy named Fluffy Krista Rosenjohn said. Could this be my next fortune? Guess I might as well try. So pump that altcoin to an all-time high. It's so damn easy, I don't have to try. Hey, pump is pumping, pump is pumping, pump is pumping. Yeah, pump that shitcoin all the way to the moon. Lots of new features, yeah, they're coming soon. Hey, pump is pumping. Well, pump that shitcoin all the way to the moon. Now dump that shitcoin, crash is coming soon. Hey, dump is pumping. Yeah, dump that crypto like Aurora coin. Sell that crap and it's a broken coin join. Hey, dump is dumping. Hey, pump is pumping. Yeah, Bitcoin.
Okay, at this point, you're probably wondering, what the heck are you doing with this episode? And what on earth was that song? I'll answer the second question first. That's a song I wrote and recorded back in February, and then shared with some folks sometime probably in May. The recording's nothing special, I'll be the first to admit, but it continues to this day to sum up most of my thoughts on the crypto space lately. If you want, watch the spoofy music video for the song on YouTube. Just search for Pumpers Pumpin'. But seriously, what am I getting at? To put it simply, there's a lot of money to be made here, but the honest money is a lot harder to make, and not many people are trying to make it. And that really bothers me about Bitcoin and Monero and the cryptocurrency space as a whole. Now, that may sound pretty obvious to some of you. For others of you, that might sound completely unfair. And most of you are probably just wondering where I'm going with this. Well, for starters, I want to say how much I appreciate how engaged most of you, my audience, are in the space. By and large, I tend to take the view that you're probably among the more skeptical people in the crypto space, given that you follow Monero, and given how some of you have given me really great feedback after each show. That often means that when I say something on my show, or I have a certain guest on, I can kind of rely on you filtering what's being discussed in a way that maybe other shows can't count on. I can trust that a certain amount of reading between the lines goes on with many of you. But that's a dangerous game to play, I'll admit it. Especially as my download numbers have grown and my audience diversifies, and I probably rely on that game a bit too much at times. So, if it's okay with you, let's dive a little deeper into my concerns with the space. That way, my thoughts are out there for newcomers to consider. But first, this. Support for this podcast and the following message brought to you by the Monero Enterprise Alliance. Do you like making money? Especially when you don't have to work for it? Has your boss enthusiastically stated that he wants to do some of that blockchain thing? Does the thought of affiliating your brand with a community project led by an equine chief entertainment officer really get you going in the morning? Enter the Monero Enterprise Alliance, a newly formed conglomerate, putting the fun back in fungibility. Trolling evolved. The Monero Enterprise Alliance, the most well-known name in anonymity. Learn more or join today online at mea.business. Not an investment opportunity. Okay, let's be frank. Almost every project in the space today will fail. Bitcoin startups, altcoins, ICOs, you name it. In 5 years, this space will look completely different than today. Heck, today it already looks completely different than nearly 4 years ago when I first got into the space. Sure, you've got your Coinbases and your BitPays, your CoinDesks and your Blockchain.infos. They've been major players in the space for years. But even many of them have pivoted quite a bit, and maybe not for the better. It's important to remember that 4 years ago, Ethereum and Monero didn't even exist. Shapeshift, didn't exist. Heck, Dogecoin didn't even exist. If you wanted Bitcoin, you probably dealt with Mt. Gox, at least until Coinbase and a few other places started providing easier on and off ramps. If you wanted to trade an altcoin, and most often the question was, why would you? You used MintPal or Cripsy or any number of other sites that ended up either compromised or exit scamming or both. Poloniex was just a tiny exchange that no one trusted. Altcoin scams were a dime a dozen, and new forks of Litecoin were spawning every day, miraculously solving every problem Bitcoin faced. Proof of stake, block size limits, faster confirmation times, anonymity, privacy, identity, governance, ASIC resistance, you name it. Sound familiar? To be fair, many of these projects are actually still around today, floating in the blockchain abyss created when the cost of maintaining those networks is so tiny. But with perhaps a few exceptions, they were all scams. And the craziest thing is, some might not have even been intentional scams. The sad thing is, that means those projects' founders were actually just scamming themselves, along with everyone else. Okay, fine. But what am I getting at? Well, while on the one hand, this space looks entirely different than 4 years ago, on the other hand, it's actually exactly the same. Put simply, almost everything that has driven the massive bubble cryptocurrencies have been experiencing this year is the same old BS that filled the space in 2014 and 2015 and 2016. The Ethereum ERC-20 ICO model is just a repackaged altcoin launch, now even easier to pull off, and with an order of magnitude more media attention and quote-unquote investors in the space, even more profitable. Coins pump and dump illogically because trading markets are so shallow and illiquid, and because whales hold massive shares of these tokens, much like the altcoins of yesteryear. Communities pick fights with one another, yet no one has figured out how to convince anyone of anything that goes against their preconceived notions. And most importantly, scammers and pumpers are everywhere. It should go without saying, but no one in this space is unbiased, myself included. People speak highly of the coins they own and negatively of those that compete with their favorites. Sometimes people actually have good and valid arguments to make about a project, but more often than not, the arguments people make have more holes than a dartboard. People talk about governance or privacy or what have you in their favorite project, but have never even gotten around to trying that feature out. They denounce projects without first gathering facts about them, instead parroting what they've heard and, more often than not, relaying large fallacies that undermine not just their own credibility, but the credibility of those that are providing actual legitimate critiques. And in many cases, all it shows is that most people don't actually care about the project that they're preaching about, but rather just care about making a quick buck. The cryptocurrency community as a whole has lost the ability to think critically and move slowly, to the detriment of progress in legitimate projects. Time spent debating stupid ideas comes at an opportunity cost of lost time that could have been productively spent building a legitimate future for the space. Every scam that is allowed to proliferate and eventually harm people is one more crack in the already mediocre at best public image of cryptocurrencies. So, what are we to do? Well, I have a couple ideas. But first, let's check out that new single, skyrocketing up the Billboard charts, Little ICO, by Dave and the Tradesmen.
Little ICO, you're really looking fine. 12 million for your gnosis, Lingham's 849. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, ICO. Wah-wah, wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Yeah, Marco's ICO. Yeah, Marco's ICO. Yeah, You ought to see her on a golem or a melon mile. This little modified one coin has got plenty of style. Ether gas is a rails job, really drives them wild. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, ICO. Wah wah, wah 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 wah. Yeah, yeah, Marco's ICO. Yeah, yeah, Marco's ICO. Gonna save all my money and buy my ICO.
Get some ERC tokens
and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to the valley and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the richest thing around. Reggie Middleton shuts you down when he turns it on, winds it up, Veritasium ICO. Marco's ICO. Yeah, yeah, Marco's ICO.
Oh man, an instant classic. I want to give a shout out to Trade with Dave and Mike in Space for sharing that. If you're not familiar with Mike in Space's Bitcoin Car Talk show, go find him on Twitter, or go find Trade with Dave there too. Okay. Before the song, I posed the question, what are we to do if we want to see legitimacy win out in this space? For starters, before talking about something positively or negatively, do your research. Read technical explanations. Ask others why something does or does not work. And seek out both sides of the story and try to defend each side critically. And most important, if none of this appeals to you, don't engage in the discussion at all. Non-technical people who don't want to learn the technicals shouldn't be trying to steer the technical design of these projects. When too many non-experts get their hands on something technical, you almost never end up with something optimal. So, what's a good start for somebody wanting to better analyze new ideas? Well, maybe start by asking what Bitcoin Core developers and other highly skilled individuals have said about the idea. A pretty simple metric is that if the idea is sound, there's probably somebody looking into whether they can put it into Bitcoin. And if the idea is flawed, there probably isn't, and there probably is something written somewhere explaining just what that flaw is. In some cases, an idea might be unpractical for Bitcoin, but worth experimenting on. But often, the idea has been refuted as definitively a bad idea. When you hear somebody say they've solved some problem with Bitcoin, you should probably look to see if the developers that are actually involved with Bitcoin take an interest. If they don't, that might be a clue that the problem they supposedly solved either wasn't a problem at all, or that the solution actually makes things worse than before. And most important, if you don't understand something, even after looking into it and reading others' thoughts and trying to argue both sides, start asking questions. Demand that these projects are accountable. And if you can do it gracefully, you might just win the respect of the people that you're questioning and of other members of the community. As I look towards my future episodes, I'm going to take a special interest in stories and projects that relate to privacy and fungibility in cryptocurrencies. I'll focus on Monero and the things going on around the project, but Monero is not a bubble all to itself. Other things are going on around the space that maybe we can learn from. And I'll continue to feature people and projects that are related to Monero in other ways too. And so with that, I want to wrap up just by saying thank you to everyone who listens to and supports the show, and especially those who reach out on Twitter, on Reddit, in my email. I really like getting good feedback. Please feel free to reach out whatever way is easiest for you, and whatever way you know how to get a hold of me. and let's talk about how we can work towards a better future. Follow me on Twitter, at Monero Monitor. Check out our site, MoneroMonitor.com, and give us a rating in the iTunes Store or your favorite podcast app. Thanks, everybody. Until next time. The Monero Monitor podcast is released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Our theme song is by Justin Maher and is also released under a Creative Commons license. Other music featured in the show is by Big Red Machine and Trade with Dave.